The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 5:15 this afternoon for an area including Stark, Mahoning, Portage, and Summit counties. At 4:29 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 6 miles northwest of Cuyahoga Falls to near Waynesburg, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. The Weather Service says hazards include 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and penny-size hail. You can expect damage to trees and power lines. And a reminder, a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 7 p.m. this evening for an area including Stark and Mahoning counties. Caitlin Weyer will not seek re-election as law director for the City of Alliance. In a letter to the Stark County Board of Elections, she says she is dropping her bid for the May 6th primary. Weyer was running as a Republican. She had no opponent for the party's nomination. Andrew Silwa is running for the Democratic nomination. Both candidates were seeking the unexpired term ending in December 2027. Weyer says she plans to return to private practice. She was reappointed by Mayor Andy Grove last year after resigning from the job and withdrawing a primary bid for Stark County Common Pleas Court. The decision was prompted by a name error on her nominating petitions. The search for a 13-year-old girl missing from Sebring since Easter Sunday is over. Police say Aaliyah Melly was found safe, but further details were not available. She had last been seen on security video around 5:30, leaving B.L. Miller Elementary School alone. The eighth grader was seen walking west on West Virginia Avenue toward North Johnson Road. She was reportedly found in Alliance after a similar incident last month. Canton City Council has passed legislation to advertise for bids for 2 new marquee signs at the Canton Memorial Civic Center and the Cultural Center for the Arts. They will be installed at the respective entrances for each facility. Monday's action also allows the city to spend up to $300,000 to replace the existing digital signs. Funding will come from the Comprehensive Fund, which receives a portion of the 0.5% income tax increase voters approved in 2018. Arts in Stark will reimburse the city for the cost of its sign. The current signs were installed about 20 years ago and were turned off in 2023 due to a lack of replacement parts. The new signs are expected to be in place by the end of the year. Pay raises are in the works for 23 union employees for the city of North Canton. During Monday's meeting, the council approved a 3-year contract with the North Canton Service Employees Union. Members ratified the agreement Friday. It's effective Thursday. Under the deal, employees who work for the streets, parks, sewer and water distribution and land and building departments will receive a 3% increase the first year and 3.5% the next 2 years. The repository reports changes will be made to longevity pay benefits. Workers also will have only 1 year after being hired to get their commercial driver's license. They previously had 2 years to do so. Former Liverpool Township Police Chief Jason Jackson is scheduled to stand trial June 24th on a domestic violence charge. The date was set Monday during a hearing in Columbiana County Municipal Court. A final status conference hearing remains set for June 16th. The 52-year-old Jackson is accused of choking his wife and giving her a bloody nose during a December 4th incident at their Liverpool Township home. He reportedly told responding officers nothing was going on and they had been drinking. Jackson remains free after posting bond. He left law enforcement in late 2021 or early 2022. Sebring Village Council handles miscellaneous business. Lawmakers Monday approved an ordinance to enter into contract with Dioff Landscaping for landscaping and vegetation services in the downtown area. The cost is nearly $22,000. Council also passed legislation allowing the village manager to purchase 4 12-gauge 7-shot shotguns for the police department from Runzo Outdoor Sports. The cost is a little over $1,700. The department's current shotguns are over 20 years old and will be adapted for use with non-lethal beanbag rounds. Council approved a motion to hard bill Beloit for EMS calls, effective immediately. Police Chief Ray Harris said his department received more than 81 pounds of prescription medications during Saturday's drug take-back day. The family of a man who died in the May 2024 explosion at the Realty Tower in downtown Youngstown is asking for documents related to their wrongful death lawsuit to be sealed. The motion was filed April 11th in Mahoning County Probate Court by the estate of Akil Drake. He was killed in the blast while working at Chase Bank. Drake's family sued the building's owner, management company, and the gas company for negligence. The lawsuit was eventually settled. The motion requests the details of the settlement be sealed, along with 4 proposed release of claims. A hearing is scheduled for May 12th. A Boardman Township maintenance employee has resigned amid allegations he misused township funds. Police asked the Mahoning County Sheriff's Office to look into suspected criminal activity involving a worker March 12th. The now former employee is accused of using township money to pay for personal expenses. WKBN-TV reports they will remain unnamed until charges are filed. The worker was placed on administrative leave March 10th. Court records state there were numerous irregularities in parts purchased that could not be used for township vehicles. The activity occurred from January 2024 to last month. Howland Township Police are investigating after the attempted theft of an ATM from a gas station. Officers responded to an alarm at the Valley View Food Mart on Elm Road around 5 a.m. Monday. They found the ATM on the sidewalk outside the store and the front doors and windows broken. WFMJ-TV reports an employee told police he was alerted to the incident by security cameras but didn't see any suspects or vehicles leaving the scene. A neighbor said he saw three people trying to put something in the back of a truck before driving away. Police have not identified any suspects. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.